Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, as I always say, founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. If you're tuning in for the first time, we are Boston-based internet radio station with all the bells and whistles. You can listen to us in any country, any state or town, and we're online where you can ask Alexa, and you can certainly get the apps and listen to us in your car wherever you're driving. We are also, I always like to share that we are proud to be the media partner for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, and everybody wants to be there. It's a beautiful, soul-energizing environment there, and you'll hear we actually have three different workshops that you can attend in person or online every month as they are open, and usually they're open May through the end of October. So we have a special guest with us, and I love her spirit, her soul. I've read her book, and we're actually going to be celebrating two books. One is Uplifted, 12 Minutes of More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. And the other one is Wired for High-Level Wellness. And so without further ado, welcome to the show, Susan Smith-Jones.
Deborah, it's lovely to be with you. Bonjour. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. May we.
Yes. And before we get started, too, we should mention that this is a live show. Bob is in the house. And our toll-free number is 833-220-1200. There's a number of lines, so 833-220-1200. If you have a question or a comment for Susan, we welcome them. So you have had quite a journey, and let's share this. Susan is a PhD. She's internationally renowned motivational speaker, holistic health consultant, a Pulitzer-nominated author. She has taught health and fitness to students, staff, and faculty at UCLA for the last 30 years. She was selected as one of the 10 Healthy American Fitness Leaders by the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. She teaches, she's on webinars, she's on different radio shows, and she's just an encyclopedia of information on how to have a healthy lifestyle. So let's find out, what drove you, what enlightened you to be all involved in health and mind, body, spirit?
Well, and it's a wonderful story. I'll be as brief as I can. When I was just sort of a teenager, just 15, my dad unexpectedly died, and I didn't handle it well. Oh. And over a year, I ate everything in sight. Nothing was good for me. I gained over 50 pounds, got allergies, asthma, acne, and arthritis, all these A ailments. And my grandmother, that we always thought was this kooky health nut, took me under her wings. It was summer. She saw that I was plummeting. I didn't want to live. I was bullied in school. She asked me to live with her for the summer, and she said she promised me that within 3 months, she'd get all the extra weight off me. I'd go from hopeless and depressed to positive and vibrant again. Well, she had my attention, and I stayed with her, and I found out that people came, and she was not a doctor, Deborah, but people came from all over the neighborhood to learn how to heal their bodies in the most natural way possible. She was just very wise. So if someone came over for depression, she'd have them take their shoes and socks off and walk quietly in her backyard while she just walked with them and asked them to be quiet. And then after a few minutes of having them observe the beauty of her garden, she knew that that would help them be positive, and then she would just listen, because she always taught me we're born with two ears and one mouth. And then, she taught me how to make sprouts and meditate and visualize and pray, taught me why she wanted me to read the Bible. She gave me a wisdom of healing the body like you can't even imagine. In 3 months, all my ailments were gone. I was on top of the world. I lived with her for the rest of the year. And then gradually, went to college, went to UCLA, got 5 degrees, taught there for 30 years. And I retired in 2000 from UCLA because I wanted to go out into the world and teach people all the beautiful wisdom that she taught me. And as a result of her wisdom, to this day, I have never taken any medication. I haven't had a cold or a flu in over 40 years. I've never had a flu vaccine. But I know how to make the body indestructible and healthy, because the bottom line is that one of the greatest miracles on planet Earth, a gift from God, is the human body. And we all have this self-healing, self-renewing, self-rejuvenating inner power. But to spark this natural restorative power of the mind and spirit to heal the body, first you've got to believe in yourself, your ability to self-heal. Then you've got to give yourself the right nutriments, a positive attitude, other self-repairing mental and physical tools and practices, and then your miraculous body will begin to heal and thrive physically, mentally, and spiritually. In other words, you have the key to unlock your healing powers today so you can conquer illness, extend your life, and be uplifted day in, day out. Like I write about this whole program in my two latest companion books.
Yes, and well, first of all, I want to say I'm sorry you lost your dad at an early age. I know it makes a huge difference on a life when kids lose their parents at young. So I'm feeling you there. And then let's get into, because there's quite a bit at the beginning, you speak about health benefits of kindness. And someone might think, well, it lifts your mood, you have a positive attitude, and leave it at that. But you go further. So tell us more about what are the health benefits of kindness.
And it's pretty much the same with kindness and also gratitude. When you are grateful and kind to others and to yourself, we can't forget ourselves, changes take place in the brain's neural activity, and using MRI technology, researchers have discovered that gratitude and living thankfully and being kind lights up the brain's reward and pleasure pathways like a Christmas tree and makes you happy. And then a chemical reaction takes place, and you release these neurotransmitters called serotonin and dopamine, the feel-good chemicals which combat anxiety and depression. Now, that's a lot of bang for your buck for something as simple as maybe opening the door for a stranger, but that's how powerful kindness is. And so we know through studies that it strengthens the immune system, reduces aches and pains, improves your entire cardiovascular profile, boosts your energy, and makes you feel better. And of course, this rides tandem with just being positive. The latest studies at the Mayo Clinic and Harvard show that positive, optimistic people live 10 to 15% longer than negative people and have a more robust, supercharged immune system. So we've got to live more gratefully. And I always say, Deborah, and I know you'll agree, that we don't want to leave the task of counting our blessings for Thanksgiving Day in November. Each and every day, show more kindness to others and yourself and be grateful, because what you think about consistently brings more of the same into your life. And like you said at the very beginning, the announcer, that daily gratitude and kindness makes you a magnet for blessings and miracles.
Yes, and every day and all through the day, there's blessings and miracles if we choose to see them. And I totally agree with you. And there's been studies out there that you cannot give enough. Whether it's from a monetary value, or if you're doing very much like you're in the book, you're helping people across the street, you're opening doors, you're listening, all those seem small, but yet they're very powerful. And I always think that, you know, the person that you're giving to is receiving, but it's really about us, because I call it a love tank, that we're really filling our tank up with this love. And when you have so much of that love, as you know, and I know you've experienced this, you get these, I call them God tingles. And yeah. So you get them, and you know that anything is possible. And you want to be in that space more than you want to be in the woe with me space.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Because in a world where, really, Deborah, you can be anything you want. Choose
yes.
to be kind. And you know, in terms of love, I love talking about love. If you choose, like my grandmother, Fritzy, said to me, back in my teens, she would always say, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. And she and my mom always used to tell me that if you view the world as a giving place, you probably see goodness in others and in situations, and you're optimistic about other people's kindness and consideration, because you're always attracting others with similar values. Not always, but much of the time. So our goal, our task, one of our tasks, is to extend love outward. Love creates an irresistible charisma, like a warm, like your tingles, like a warm glow that makes us and others happy. And don't forget that happiness can be increased by praying, too. People forget these days to pray. People are in such a rush, rushing around, that they're never living in the present. And it's hard to follow your heart when you're always rushing around. So whatever you can do to be more fully present, take the steps to be more connected to yourself. Henry David Thoreau, one of my buddies, said, life is frittered away by detail. Simplify, simplify.
Yes, and we should mention that in the Uplifted book, there are many little verses from wonderful people like Ralph Waldo Emerson, all that, you know, Einstein, Tyler, all these different people that have wisdom in a little phrase. So it's fun reading too, and just sitting with one of those little verses. So thank you for adding that.
Yeah, and I think you probably agree with everything I've written.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
And as Dr. Burney always says, when you agree, it's so easy. But other piece of it is not only agreeing, but really sharing you know, information we learn from each other. You know, not only am I learning from you, but you may learn from me and then the listeners, whether it's now during the live show or listening next week or the following month. You know, we're all learning from each other.
Absolutely.
And that's the power in the present moment, as
yes.
we say. So one of the things that I think is so important to talk about is mental health today, especially with the pandemic and the younger kids struggling with, you know, the isolation, and now they're thrown back into all, you know, with all the kids, but a lot of kids may not be addressing that space of time. And food affects your mood, as you say. So can you talk about how the mood is connected with the food and all your brilliance?
And oh boy, a little pressure here. So let me just start on mental health and meditation and go into food, because my grandmother, when I was 15, taught me to meditate. And to me, like, meditation is a way to unplug from the hustle and bustle of everyday living, because I believe that the outside noise tends to drown out the inner life, the music of the soul of God. And only in silence, truly, only in silence can we go within and nurture our spiritual lives. And it's in quiet silence that things often become very clear as well. And if anybody needs reasons to meditate, and I like to bookend my day, morning and late afternoon, I might just only have a few minutes, but it's a way to turn within, breathe deeply. Studies show that when you meditate, it changes your brainwave activities, makes you calmer, less anxious, more compassionate, more optimistic. And studies show, this is a great reason to meditate, that if you've been meditating for 1 year, if you compare your body physiologically to someone of the same age who has never been meditating, your body will be 12 to 15 years younger physiologically and how you look than someone who doesn't meditate. So it really slows down the aging process. And when I meditate, I'm calmer. When I'm calmer, more peaceful and positive, then I can more readily choose foods that lift my spirits. Within hours, sometimes minutes of eating different foods, it can make you more uplifted and happy and positive. I've got two chapters on this in Uplifted, or it can literally make you depressed and sometimes suicidal. So if you want to be more uplifted, you've got to eschew foods made with white sugar and white flour and artificial colorings, flavorings, preservatives, aspartame, and instead choose to eat foods as close to the way nature made them as possible, emphasizing a lot of fresh fruits and veggies. Like Fritzy, my grandmother, would say, look to nature for what to eat, because she would say to me, in nature you don't find ice cream trees and potato chip bushes and donut vines. You've got to eat natural foods like fruit, more fruits and vegetables, more raw, healthy foods, because fruit and vegetable consumption correlates with, we know this, reduced risk of cancer, heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, obesity, and these fiber and nutrient-rich foods help your digestive tract keep humming along healthily. So remember that fresh, colorful produce, including a variety of leafy greens every day, because they're rich in chlorophyll. When you're green inside, you're clean inside, Fritzy would say to me. So the healthy produce is the most important health care that your money can buy.
Absolutely. And some people will say, well, gee, it's more expensive to eat organic. And it is. However, you're not running to the doctors, you're not bringing the kids to the doctors, and so there's less issues, so you're not on paying for pharmaceuticals that are outrageous. And as one of the doctors in our Dream Visions group of hosts, she always says, and it's a fact, that there's over 500,000 people that die annually from heart disease, and our system, our health system, is geared more to fixing after the health issue presents itself instead of prevention, as you probably know from, for years we've been talking about prevention. But right now we have, if you want to hold that thought of replying, we need to take our first break. So everyone, don't go away. Stay with us. We'll be back more with Susan Smith-Jones.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Everything you need to know is within you. All you have to do is trust your inner guidance and act upon what you receive. Practice raising your vibration and quieting your mind to receive the intuitive messages you desire with psychic medium Karen Noe. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for Enhancing Your Intuition and Psychic Abilities at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, September 9th to the 11th. Learn more at eomega.org.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roy DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around 7 paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. We are with Susan Smith-Jones, and that's how you get in touch with her, Susan Smith-Jones, just as it sounds, .com. She is a PhD and has a number, she's written 33 books, but we are focusing on Uplifted, 12 minutes to more joy, faith, peace, kindness, and vitality, as well as the companion book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. And where we left off on our healthcare system, and it's improving, but I long for the day when it blends everything together and the physicians are actually taught about the connection to mind-body. But out there in L.A., are you seeing more advances in blending those different modalities and such?
Well, yes, and especially where I live in the Brentwood, Santa Monica area, you know, every few blocks there's a health food store, and or there's a place to go breathe in oxygen, or there's a wellness clinic. There are farmers markets, you know, a few times a week all over town, where you can find organic food that costs less than the regular supermarkets. So you can find this. And we were just talking about food, and I think it's important to have some self-discipline in our lives, because I think a life with some self-discipline is better than a life of regret. So rather than thinking, oh, no, I can't have white sugar and white flour products, but I'd rather think, okay, maybe I can't have junk foods, but I can have a fit, healthy, lean body. I can have great cardiovascular health, radiant skin, sound sleep, a lot of energy. And because there's a lot of power in conditioning, and whether it's for food or something else, the difficulty in resisting these sensory desires, like every night, let's say, having ice cream for dessert, comes from the force of conditioning. And every time we're negatively conditioned, like we say we're not going to have ice cream, but then the next night we do, we lose a little bit of our freedom and our ability to choose. So, for example, if you eat unhealthy donuts or French fries, you strengthen your desire for them tomorrow. In other words, what you eat today, you crave tomorrow. It's called a carryover craving. And I always like to say to people that your future depends on the choices you make today. You really want to choose wisely. And with self-discipline comes freedom. Your self-discipline empowers freedom. And I like to say, pick a discipline. Like maybe every day you want to get a little exercise in, or get good sleep at night, and you keep it going in a positive direction. That's really the essence of life. It's being a positive, self-disciplined person living a faith-filled life.
Yes, and it is all about choice. And I think everyone that, you know, maybe have more weight than they would like is to ask themselves, what do they really want? To really spend time with themselves and ask, what do they really want their body and mind to be like? How, you know, do they want to move around easier? A lot of times people that are a little heavy, and we have some, you know, in our extended family where now they're having knee surgeries because they've been carrying that weight around for a while. So, you know, there's, I think everyone has to really, and it's hard if you're 35, but really think, what do you want to be like when you're 65? Do you want to be in a chair, or do you want to be active? And those are the things I think are important to really stop and think what you want. And you might surprise yourself.
Yes, I love that. And like you say, when you're younger, well, let me go back to Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, health is our greatest wealth. I've definitely found that to be true in my life. No matter how much money you have, or fame, or riches, no possession is so valuable or taken so much for granted as good health. And it doesn't matter if you're a multimillionaire or unemployed and homeless, you can still find yourself in an intensive care unit or an emergency room with tubes in different orifices after a medical tragedy. And too often these tragedies occur because of our own doing. So if what you and I talk about today, convinces you of anything, you've got to earn your good health. It can't be bought. And you've got to not let your excuses get in the way. You are the president and CEO of your body, your health, and your life. And you don't just make a commitment, say, on January 1st, and then everything's going to go better. Every morning you wake up and you can recommit. And keep in mind, I wish we had 3 hours, the first 40 minutes sets the tone for the entire day. And how do you want your day to be? I think you want it to be healthy, not stressed out, not harried and hurried, relaxing, happy, positive. So maybe the night before you set the breakfast table. Maybe you lay out your exercise or your work clothes. Maybe you make the kids' lunches so that in the morning you can be a little bit more relaxed. And as you spend your morning time, that's often how the entire day goes. And one of the things I do, I don't know if I should say this, we're live, but I will anyway, is one of my favorite old-time musicals that a lot of young people listening won't know what I'm talking about, but it was Oklahoma. And in that musical, there was a song that I sing every morning when I wake up. I don't sing the whole song. I sing, is it called the verse? And it's, and I won't sing it because we want people to continue listening, but it's, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
I'm going to incorporate that into my repertoire in the morning. I've got all kinds of little things.
Do you know that musical?
I've heard of it, yes. I have to admit that I'm familiar with it, yes.
Okay. I think Gordon McRae sang that song. It's worth it to rent, or maybe you don't rent any, whatever you do these days. Find it on Netflix or something. But any time you can just think positive thoughts, like what was in one of your commercials, it changes the whole vibrational rate of your body. My mom used to say, honey, your mind is a garden. Your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers. You can grow weeds. You know, so
right.
I like Emerson said, write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year. That's the mindset that I like to have in the mornings when I wake up. All right, every day might not be the best day, but I know that my attitude about what happens will make all the difference in the world. And you were saying a moment ago about don't play victim. And I like to just change the preposition. So many people, when something happens, it's like today, I went to my car, had all these things I had to do this morning, and my battery was dead. I could have said, oh, man, crud, why did this happen to me? But instead, I changed to me to for me. You change that little preposition. Why did this happen for me? And then all of a sudden, I found out that my next-door neighbor who was walking by my house had an awful, awful day yesterday, and she slipped and fell. She tried to call me. She had to go to the emergency room. She sprained her ankle. She's home. She's very elderly. But had my car started up and I drove off, I never would have been there to support her and what she needed. So I got to see right after saying, okay, God, why is this happening for me that my car won't start? And I got to be with Agnes and console her and commiserate and tell her I totally understood what she was going through, and it turned out to be a really wonderful day, and now I get to be with you, which is the cherry on the carrot cake.
Well, thank you, Susan, and I with you, because I can feel your beautiful energy, and it's You know, it's catchy. And so while we're speaking of this, you know, a lot of people out there might wonder, you know, how do you, in the difficulties that we face or the challenges that come up, whether you've got small children or even if you're caregiving someone that's on the elderly side, how do you keep your own body strong and your mind calm, you know, with all these difficulties so that it doesn't paralyze you?
Yes. Well, I always like to say that it's just not one thing. Body reflects the mind, and the mind reflects the spirit. It's a complete package, and they all go to better. They all go together. And we've got to know that every healthful choice adds up. We are what we think, how we exercise, how we detox, how much sleep we get, what we think. And all of our food and lifestyle choices reflect our level of self-esteem. So we've got to choose wisely. And so, you know, every day I make it a point to eat the best foods possible. I keep my body fully hydrated. I build my faith every day. I love in the Bible 2 Corinthians 5:7. It's worry ends when faith begins, and I like to live a faith-filled life. Faith to me is like this invisible and invincible magnet that attracts to itself whatever it fervently desires and persistently expects. I like to be physically active every day. My grandmother and mom always taught me to live by the golden rule. So I watch what I eat, I exercise, I always want to spend time in nature because nature calms us down. Even if I only have a few minutes to walk barefoot in my backyard, but nature calms us down, reduces anxiety, and, you know, in Uplifted, you know, I wrote about my, I coined this little disorder, I call it NDD, Nature Deficit Disorder, because too much time away from nature will wrinkle your soul and deprives us of a cost-free visual volume. And our moms and grandmothers were right when they said, go outside to play. And I said, go outside to play and pray. And make sure when you go outside to take your shoes and socks off and put your feet on the bare, beautiful earth, not the cement, the asphalt, but a natural earth. It's called earthing or grounding because you absorb salubrious electrons through your feet or any of your skin that's touching the ground, and it boosts immunity, vitality. And if you only think this is crazy stuff that people talk about in LA, go to my website. And in the navigation bar, go to favorites. And the very first entry is earthing and grounding. And I posted a one-hour documentary by medical doctors and scientists. They think, the ones in the know, believe that earthing and grounding, meaning bare feet or as much of your skin as possible, if you can go out in your backyard with your birthday suit on and lie on the grass if you have it, and there are no drones flying overhead, then you'll absorb more electrons. But you'll see what the doctors, why they say that earthing is the most powerful body healer in the world. And what does earthing do? It reduces inflammation in the body, takes away aches and pains, puts you in a better mood. And if you live, say, in a little apartment with no natural earth around you, you can do what I do right now. I'm at my desk in my office in my home, and my bare feet are on a little earthing mat. I talk about that on this page, too, that does the same thing as being outside. I'd rather go outside when possible, walk on the beach. I hiked this morning. A neighbor picked me up. We hiked. I don't hike barefoot because I want to protect my feet. But I earth as often as possible, and if I can't get outdoors to do earthing, my feet are on my little mat.
Very good. Now, what do you suggest when it's winter time and people cannot go touch the grass.
The earthing mat. Yeah, just the truth be told, I have three of these. You can get them on my website. First of all, I own no stock in any company. I get nothing. But I don't want to get thousands of emails of people asking me where to get an earthing mat. I tested out a dozen different ones. I got them all on Amazon, and I have a little meter that tests the good grounding positive effect of these earthing mats. One out of 12 worked. So I researched this company in Boulder, Colorado called Vital Reaction, and they give me 20% off with the code Susan20. I said to them, if I send you anybody, will you give them the same code you give me, 20% off? And they said, absolutely. So you can see that on my website. I can give the telephone number if you want. But I have three earthing mats. One is at the bottom of my bed on top of my fitted sheet because I want my lower legs and feet to be on the earthing mat all night. One of the reasons I'm very happy. The other one is right in front of the chair where I meditate. So when I meditate, oh, I've got bare feet, and my feet are on the earthing mat. And this third one, yeah, and I only got three because this way I don't have to carry one from room to room, you know. And they're not, I think they're like $45 or $48 before you take 20% off and free shipping. And the third one's right here under my desk. So I make sure I do earthing. And also, you've got to make sure you get enough sleep at night. Sleep, absolutely, you know, the building, honey, the building, the strengthening, the renovating of the body takes place during sleep and rest when growth and nutritional processes are at their maximum. So to get the most from exercise and the nutrition you eat, you've got and increasing your immunity, which we all need to do these days, you want to make sure you get good sleep at night. And if we have time, I'll give you a few secrets on how to sleep like a baby every night. Of course, they're all in Wired for High Level Wellness and Uplifted. And it would have been in one book, but you know I didn't want to give everyone a 600-page book. So I divided my program in Wired for High Level Wellness has the detox, rejuvenation, weight loss, brain health, and recipes. And then Uplifted could almost be called the power of positive thinking. Everything about being as positive as possible with a couple hundred action steps and affirmations and suggestions on how to keep yourself positive no matter what's going on around you in your life and in the world.
Beautiful. Well, we need to take our break, and I'd like to hear those sleeping tips when we come back. So everyone, if you're thinking the same as I, hang in there because we'll be back in a moment.
And stay awake.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on Feedy Baby or iTunes.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Sit and read in the garden, explore the woodland trails, or try a daily yoga or meditation class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 800-944-1001.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Oranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
There's still time to call into the show. Our toll-free number is 833-220-1200, but you have to hurry because the time is flying. And to get in touch with Susan, go on her site, Susan Smith Jones, as easy as that, SusanSmithJones.com. And I'm going to check out that grounding mat. So yeah. Our time is just flying, but I wanted to see if you could share the superfoods because they're powerful and everyone needs to know, you know, some of them, if not all of them, and how, so please share.
Okay,
what
and then you
found.
Wanted me to talk about sleep as well.
Oh, yes, you know, do the sleep first.
Sleep first. Well, so there's a whole chapter in Wired for High-Level Wellness, but first of all, keep a regular sleep routine. Try to go to bed and wake up 7 days a week, same time, morning and night if possible. You want natural fiber sheets and pajamas if you wear them, not polyester. A plant in the bedroom, it gives off oxygen, takes up carbon dioxide. Have your bedroom a nice, soft, calm color, not a bright red, an orange. If you get up to use the bathroom at night, don't flash the light on. It shuts down the melatonin. Putting a little essential oil of lavender on the pillowcase or a diffuser by the bed helps. And here's one of my favorites. If you're lying in bed at night and you can't go to sleep or you've gotten up and you can't get back to sleep, take your right thumb, I'm doing it now, put it on your right nostril, close that right nostril with your right thumb, and only breathe through your left nostril, hopefully we don't have a cold or allergies, for 3 to 5 minutes. It changes the brainwave activity, calms you down, relaxes your beautiful body, helps you to sleep more restfully, 3 to 5 minutes.
And that will really help you sleep. Beautiful. Thank you. And you know what? All my plants are everywhere. However, I do not have a plant in my, well, yes, I do in the sitting area, but not right where I do have plants. I just don't have one like on the bed table, the side table.
And make
do they
sure
have to be that close?
No, it doesn't. You know, I've got one in the two upper corners of my bedroom. Make sure your bedroom is cool, dark, and quiet. And even in the winter, if you can crack the window open a teeny bit to get in fresh air, your body thrives on that. Now, my favorite thing is about 2 to 3 hours before bedtime, heat up your whole body. I do it in my personal infrared sauna. And that's because, so you heat up the core. That's better than getting in a hot bath or a jacuzzi. But heating up the core, the process of the core, the temperature cooling down after the sauna, that's why you give a baby a bath before bedtime, increases the release of melatonin in your body, the hormone which, among other things, helps you relax and sleep. And you will sleep like a baby. And this day, and I would say, go to my website in the search bar, put infrared sauna or heat therapy. In this day and age of COVID and variants and viruses and colds and flu, I would never be without an infrared sauna. I don't want to sit in people's perspiration and toxic residue at a local gym. I've used an infrared sauna for 25 years. There's a way you can get $500 off, but you want to be able to use it anytime you want. I have neighbors up the block, four of them, that went into getting one together, put it in one of the people's basements, and they share it, so they save money. I have another neighbor two blocks away that bought a one, two, and three-person. And the best company that makes them is called High Tech Health in Boulder, Colorado. And they rent it out. Like, you could go here in Brentwood for $160 and go to a place down on the main boulevard and rent out an infrared sauna for 1 hour. It doesn't even include a shower. And I would much rather have one in my home that I could use anytime I want. But you'll see on my website I have multiple articles with scientific studies all linked showing you the health benefits and how viruses cannot live in a body that's been heated up. It also helps with cancer, other diseases, slows down the aging process. 30 minutes sitting in an infrared sauna, and that's not like a suffocating traditional hot sauna. It's more comfortable. 30 minutes is the equivalent to a 3-mile jog, so you get cardiovascular benefits.
Wow. Wow, you are just something.
I know. Let's go on for a couple more hours. And you were talking about foods. You know,
we only have 3 minutes.
Okay,
Speak on whatever resonates with you.
So let's say, the benefits of eating more raw foods, like raw fruits and vegetables, they're rich in electrons. They help prevent free radical damage, cellular inflammation, the cause of most disease. And all diseases. Raw foods are loaded with friendly bacteria. The good bacteria helps us avoid digestive disorders, and our second brain is right in our gut. We need a healthy microbiome. Raw foods are also rich in oxygen. As you probably know, disease conditions thrive in low oxygen, acidic environment. So you want to eat as many raw vegetables, leafy greens. They're loaded with chlorophyll that helps feed every cell in your body with more oxygen. Eat good omega-3 fatty acids. 2 hours of eating some freshly milled flaxseed or chia seeds or walnuts, leafy greens, will boost your mood and make you a happier, more pleasant person to be around. So remember, foods need to be as close as nature made them as possible. By the way, my books are available on Amazon, but if you go to SusanSmithJones.com, click on books, And you'll see that either uplifted or wired for high-level wellness, you can get an autographed copy from me. And each autographed copy comes with a personal note card. I write to you personally. I put in a beautiful bookmark. I go down to Santa Monica, wait in line. I mail books all over the world. And I always think people that get my autographed books are like my extended family. So, you know, and every day, look at my homepage. Every day it's a different uplifting quote and a different affirmation. Today's affirmation is very brief. Every moment in my life is love-focused. When I come home, when I come from a loving heart and faith-filled attitude, then health, vitality, prosperity, peace and joy infuse and permeate my life. Every day the quote and the affirmation change. They're right on the homepage at SusanSmithJones.com. And if
Beautiful way of ending the show, Susan. We'll have to have you back one day, and because there's so much information, and we just touched upon it, but it's this hour is packed with thoughts and ideas and tips and everything. So thank you so much. It's been an honor to have you on the show.
Oh, and thank you. And follow me on Twitter at Susan Smith Jones.
Yes, yes. Everybody's, we will make sure that we are. So everyone out there, pass the show on to your friends, your family. Listen to it more than once yourself, because you're going to grasp some wisdom in each time you listen. And until we get together again, in love and wisdom and ways to elevate the collective consciousness that we all are part of, till the next time, au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Buffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.